dance around the gospel. He preached on Sunday, named the wolves on Monday too. He wrote his pamphlets in the kitchen where his wife had died, and he never noticed every door he closed had closed on him. He preached the truth the way he had received it. He hurled Galatians at every man who saw it differently, and the verse he taught his whole career. If any other gospel preach came back to him from a face with scars on the morning he stood up, he wrote his letters to the younger pastors. Never shrink from naming wolves, he said. And the wolves he had named and the men he had defended were on the other side of the chasm when he arrived. Isn't it strange, isn't it strange, isn't it strange how the men he had quoted stood on the wrong side of a chasm that had already been fixed?
Holds the gatekeeper. The chasm holds the